Sybil, it's Monday.
It's here already. Good morning, ooh, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Hey, y'all lost your money, Birmingham. I'm on time. Thanks, Terry T. and Eunice. Yeah, I'm here.
What if someone had money on you being late today?
Oh, they say you're going to be late. You ain't going to make it. You're not going to be there. I'm here.
How was Birmingham?
Oh, it was great. I had a good time.
You must have slept all night at the studio.
Yeah, I was all night, Sybil. All night.
And Sib, I'm still in Miami.
All right.
The Urban League is gone now. I had a great time
at
the awards.
Weekend,
huh? The awards weekend, the awards dinner.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah.
What did you wear? Did you look pretty?
Blue tuxedo.
Ooh, blue. Nice.
Royal blue.
Royal blue.
Yes.
Wow, couldn't miss that, could you?
No, you could.
All right, Your Highness.
Made a statement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It was great. Okay.
Thank you to all of the folks there in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And at the National Urban League.
And really the people that came to the show on Friday. We had a great time, didn't we?
A really good time.
We had a real good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hadn't done that in a long time.
No, felt like a
show. Yeah, we did it about a couple of months ago when we were here in Miami at the Hard Rock.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, we had a really good show there.
So much has happened since then, you kind of lose track. Okay, let's see what happened. Ronda Rousey, 34 seconds.
That's she needed.
She beat that woman.
Man.
And they were talking trash.
Weren't they talking trash? Like what you crying for? What you crying
like a heavyweight
for?
Heavyweight fight. They were talking trash.
I loved it.
Man.
They were talking some trash. Golly.
That was crazy. 34 seconds. Boom. Done. Back at the house.
Out.
Yep. So I like to follow the money.
Okay.
Okay. Because that fight made a lot of money for the. For the UFC.
So how much per second?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Because first of all, you got to figure what was pay-per-view, especially at bars.
Mm-hmm.
And that number varies. And I don't know what the number is from, you know, from what it varies from to what. I don't know how many bars in the country, but it's hard to figure. I'm gonna just take a wild guess. I think UFC grossed $200 million on that fight.
Wow.
So how much did Ronda Rousey, the star, make?
For her 34 seconds worth of war?
34 seconds. So we looked it up. She was she made $70,000 to show, mm-hmm. $70,000 with the bonus to win. Another $50,000 for knocking her out in 34 seconds, and another $40,000 from Reebok. Grand total $230,000.
That's nothing.
And the woman that she beat half to death in 34 seconds got $44,000.
What a ripoff!
Yeah.
She makes
now she makes her money. She makes her money on endorsements.
Obviously.
But she makes her fame in the ring, and the ring makes, I'm guessing, Sib, they had to have made $200 million UFC on that fight for pay-per-view.
So, but nobody talks about the disparity in it. Is it because of women just don't draw like that?
Oh, they draw. The bars are full.
That's what I'm thinking. So why doesn't she make more money as a result? If you're going to draw $200 million, why are you making a percentage?
$230,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
How unfair is that? And nobody is calling them out for not paying her what she's worth. If she can bring in that kind of money, why shouldn't she be paid?
They've mentioned it. This isn't the first time this has come up.
But this was a big deal. I thought that as a result of
I read an article.
I read an article
that said that UFC ring girls
make more money. That's crazy.
Than a lot of UFC fighters. And UFC fighters don't have a long fight career.
No.
Because they get hurt all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really unfair. And what about for regular
heavyweight? Guys?
For the guys in
UFC?
Yeah. What kind of money are they making?
They probably make about as much as Ronda Rousey is making. Holy. Maybe less.
Really?
Maybe less, yeah, because they're not worth as much.
I bet you they're making more.
No, I bet you they're not. Look it up.
I will, but
look up what the top, I don't know his name, but the top UFC fighter makes in the ring. And I bet it's no more than $230,000.
Wow.
I could be wrong.
That's crazy.
I'm just guessing.
That's crazy. Well, you know, she's popular everywhere. I mean, you saw her in Entourage, and like you said, she makes her money elsewhere. It just seems so grossly unfair.
It is. It is. But that's the way it is. Meanwhile, ESPN, I feel so... Because you go to sports bars, without that fight on, ESPN has the best coverage of the Special Olympics you ever seen. I mean, the Special Olympics, because ESPN doesn't have anything, you know. For 3 days, they covered the same event.
Well, this
and when you had a sports bar, when you had a sports bar, you know, and you're having fun, it's just not the same. Looking up and you're seeing. The Special Olympics.
That
you
really
know.
Takes something out of your drinking.
It really takes
it?
A little bit out of it, you know. And then there's always somebody at the bar joking about it. And you don't want to laugh because you're trying to get in there.
There's always that guy.
There's always that
took
guy.
3 days to get around the track.
See, like that one.
Yeah, that
like
guy.
Somebody who's not trying to get into heaven at all.
No.
Well, you said it took 3 days.
Yeah,
they covered the same event for 3 days.
Yeah.
My question is, did it take them 3 days?
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
Oh, man.
When I get to the gate, he's not going to say, I can't let you in because you laughed at this Special Olympics.
He's writing it down. Snickering.
I may not get in for some other reasons, but that ain't going to be the
reason. But
there's
some other stuff, but not this.
But not laughing at the Special Olympics.
I'm not laughing at the Special Olympics.
I'm trying to get in.
All I asked was, did it take them that long to go around the track?
All right, money. Russell Wilson got his money.
Yes, he did. Friday morning, word came out. He made his deal.
He got his money.
Yeah.
He got his money.
And his agent is a baseball guy. Did you see that? So that's how come his guaranteed money is so high. 60.
But Sib, as guaranteed as his money was, it's still not the high. It's way below. His deal, 31 million guaranteed.
I thought it was 60.
Well, it's 60 spread out. The 31 is...
Is a bonus.
It's the bonus.
It's a signing bonus.
It's a signing bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right behind Aaron Rodgers, right?
Well, when it comes to that bonus, this is where it differs. 31 million in true guaranteed money at signing, as well as below. Because that 61 million is spread out over 5 years. So if he doesn't play 5 years, he doesn't get it. But he gets 31 million.
5 years, including this year.
Yeah.
So it's a four-year extension.
Okay. So here's look at Cam Newton. Cam Newton got 67. Ben Roethlisberger got 61. Neither one of them have Sierra. So. Yeah, you see the picture of Sierra with Future's baby.
Oh.
Rolling down there with the damn. She playing him.
Wow,
man.
That was
rolling down.
And at
with
the training
baby.
Camp,
wearing man, the little red on. Uniform and matching. Oh, ooh. Boy.
And the rapper Future got to look at this.
Yeah, but
you got to look at this picture.
But somebody was just messy. Somebody was just messy.
That was messy. That was messy.
Sending that picture. Yeah. to that man.
He ain't even a family yet. She rolling down there with the damn baby. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Wait till the baby show up at show and tell with Russell Wilson.
Now you got something.
Yeah.
And the kid's saying, Daddy,
why am I down here? What the hell I'm down here for?
Yep. All right.
Congratulations to Russell Wilson.
Congratulations to Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
I guess.
Hey, guess. She's still winning.
She's still making a lot of money. She's just not making it in the ring.
Yeah.
It's Monday, y'all.